morning.
Good morning, Char.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question, but I can ask it later.
Oh, anytime, unless you want some others to hear it, it might benefit also.
Well, I don't know. Do you know the name and the author of that book that's something like Eating for Your Blood Type?
Oh, yeah. It's eating for the number four, your blood type. And I wouldn't put my energy into it after, you know, what I learned. So that's just my quick overview. But if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. There are some, the way it was given to us by the doctors we studied on, there are some points that are valid. But for the most part, no. The ones that, like, two foods that were on mine, but it's on most everybody's. One is cantaloupes. Well, according to our doctors, it should be on everybody's because their melons are hard to digest. You want to eat them separately. The doctors that are especially into the raw food that really break down the foods more. And the other one was peanuts. And peanuts are also very hard to digest. I don't know what I should say. The melon is hard to digest. It just kind of interferes the enzymes in it with other things, and it should not be eaten with other foods. Like, don't sit down and have a big bowl of melon in the middle of your meal or add it to your meal. It's not going to, you know. And those are two that have always backfired on me. So, just, I don't know. But I do know that there's too many things that, if you're looking at plant-based, it would be in a lot of contradiction with plant-based. In other words, they advocate, like, I'm the one that should be eating a ton of animal product, meat. I'm a hunter-gatherer, and I should be not doing the gathering. I should be doing the killing. You know, and that's what they're basing it on. It was written by... I think it was a father and son naturopathic team. I know it was a naturopath anyway. But I'm not saying all of it's wrong and that they don't have some good points in there, as in any format you're going to look at, pretty much, you know. But the basic context of it, the people I've seen that have used it, most of them have not had success, at least not with their weight, you know, the things I can see. And I don't know if they're still working out, but I know they did work on it for a long time. So, anybody else want to throw in their 2 cents worth on that subject?
Is that true about any melon, Char, or basically cantaloupe?
Well, from Hippocrates, you know, and I read bits off of all of them. One, they don't, at the clinics, they didn't suggest that we eat the fruit really so much with our meal because it's higher sugar.
Eating fruit with their meal, is it all of the melons or basically the cantaloupe that you should definitely
The cantaloupe was high on the list, but they grouped all the melons. When they said it, they just said melons. So they're in a, you know, slightly different category, or category of their own, maybe I should say. And so that was the way they had put it. They said, if you're going to have melons, if I had my book right here, maybe I can see it. I can read exactly what they said. I remember it. I don't remember all the details surrounding it. Let me see if I can put my finger on Hippocrates.
We were invited to a barbecue, and the hostess asked if we, either one of us, had any diet restrictions. And so I said, Greg's only eating chicken and fish because of his heart, and I'm eating plant-based. And she was interested right away and said her brother eats plant-based, and she asked me if I knew about this book. And she also asked what my blood type was. So it was just a very interesting conversation.
Sometimes in general, they'll bring in the blood type and, you know, make some comment about, maybe this is it. No, it's on that. Maybe one of these other ones that are in the raw will talk about it. Everything Raw recipe book. It doesn't have so much written material about it, so they're not doing much of the science. Here we go. I think this is Healthful Cuisine. I think this is Hippocrates right here. But yeah, this is it. Ooh, tomorrow's when we're supposed to be going. Tomorrow is the day, Joanne. I got the tickets, so don't forget.
Are you still there, Nancy?
I am. I was on mute. She must have forgotten
to
put Joanne in.
Well, that sounds like it.
How are you doing, Elaine?
Okay. This lady who I talked with, the hostess, said she knows about the China study, and she's watched Forks Over Knives several times.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was interesting to talk with somebody who knew something about it.
Yeah. They're few and far between, but it's exciting when you find them.
Yeah.
When you find each other, I guess.
Yeah. And it was interesting. She said she's type O, and I think she has eaten plant-based. She feels like something is missing.
Ah.
I don't know.
Okay, have I got everybody back?
Yeah.
I got myself disconnected when I tried to pick up Joanne or check to make sure she was on. Are you on, Joanne?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I've got the book. Go ahead while I'm looking this up. You were in the middle of saying something.
Oh, I was just saying this hostess knows about the China study, and she has seen Forks Over Knives several times, and I think she said she is type O, and she has eaten some plant-based, but then she feels like something
body has arrived. She feels like something's missing, I think is what you were saying. I'm the same type blood she is, okay? All I can say is with the way I was eating, which was not an excess of red meat or any of the meats, I still developed plaque in my artery, and I also developed bad bones. So, you know, those are two things I definitely don't want. And when I went on the plant-based, but see, I've had, you know, reading the China study is great, but there's nothing, and Nancy will attest to this, and so will Dottie, because I just heard you guys come on the line. When you go through
has arrived,
and you get all the information that comes from those, it's like, would we ever, any of the three of us ever totally walk away from plant-based? Nancy, would you?
No, I can't imagine going back to the other way at this point. I won't say that I won't ever eat meat, but I, on a regular,
we're not saying you have to be perfect. In other words, I mean, perfect to me is totally, you know, living it. And some people do much, much closer than I do. But, you know, there's, and it's on different parts of it.
Right.
You know, mine might be on something that's got some sugar in it, where somebody else's might be on red meat or pork. Well, I don't think I've ever touched pork since I've done it, except maybe by accident in something. Because I just wouldn't. But I was off of that long before with what the doctor told my dad. I was off of that long before, you know, those things. Okay, digestion time. Here's Melon on digestion time. Going back, I'm just
what year did we start? Remember?
Huh?
What year did we start this?
Oh, I think we're into about our seventh year now, sixth or seventh, seventh probably.
You think it was 7 years in May?
Let's see, was it? I had that down. Was it 05? Maybe it was, or 06? 05, 06, or 07?
We went to Maine in 09.
I think it was 07.
07. 07 is when we started, yes. Then that wouldn't be right.
Uh-uh.
Because we were well on it before you went to Maine. And
well,
I
was
done it.
So that was 2 years late, almost 2.5 years
well,
later.
Yeah, okay.
It was either 7 or 8.
07, so it could have been 06. It was either 06 or 07.
I think it was 06. I used to have a milk container that I used to water my plants with, and then it started leaking. That was the last milk I bought. I don't remember what year that was.
What the year was on it, huh? Yeah, I was wanting, you know, some thoughts on was the addition when you go through the 10-day program as far as the information it gives you. And
yeah.
Yet I had gone through a lot of information. I mean, look at the time we put into the zone.
Right.
I mean, we had a lot of experiences with the zone. And Dennis Williams read and embraced the Eat for Your Life diet also, but he still had his heart problem.
Sure.
And when he got on the plant-based, it did an incredible amount for him, so.
Shar?
Yes.
Dottie. This is Doc.
Yes.
And I haven't been on the call for a while, and I just caught the beginning part when I came in. Did you say something about meat?
No, Elaine was talking about eating for your blood type.
Oh.
And, the book, and let's see, eat fruit. Here's the one, I'm going to interrupt this for just a second. Eat fruit only with other similar types of fruit. Also eat fruit only on occasion and when not facing a health challenge. You may combine sweet fruit and sub-acid fruit and sub-acid fruit with acid fruit, but avoid combining fruit with sweeter fruit. Sweet, you know, fruits that are at opposite ends of the scale with the sweetness level. Eat melon alone or only with other types of melon. That's one of the 10 primary points, the commandments for food combining and eating. And I thought, you know, from what I had been able to back up, they were all pretty valid. Now, this is from the gentleman that's going to be speaking tomorrow night here in Portland, and it'll be the third time I've gone to hear him. He is the director for over 35 years, I know that, down at the clinic in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's called Hippocrates Health Institute, and he and his wife have run that and written many books. Now, I want to go there because it's a level above where I am right now. And Dr. Colin Campbell, who wrote the China study, his comment to him that is in print, if there was more research about the full of what he's doing, he said, I would embrace that as the healthiest diet on the planet. So that doesn't leave a whole lot of room for error, and they work together. They're on a lot of different things when you see them backing each other as far as, you know, how to eat. Most people, well, I guess if I had gone through it, I could make a stronger statement, and that's one of the reasons I want to go through it. Because their rate of, let me say it this way, their level of treatment, if you want to call it that, or approaching it, is with a whole lot higher percentage of terminal people than go through the other programs that I've been through. And they specialize in that. I mean, if someone was on their last breath, practically, but not sitting in a wheelchair or drooling out of the side of their mouth because they don't take them in that condition, they know there isn't enough in their body to probably even respond. Their success ratio is extremely high. They start a new class to tell you the demand. They start a new class every Sunday of the year. And it will run from a week to 10 days or even longer, a month with those people that have come down there for that reason. One other thing I really respected about him, and I'm sure he would never have said it from the front of the room, with about 150 people in the room, he made a statement when some man says, I would be there if I could afford it. He says, call Monday this is on the weekend that we were there, call Monday and talk to him about being there. He says, we have scholarships because we've had so much, so high, well, he didn't say so high a level. He said, we've had results of people that can't afford to help sponsor other people. And that's what we do. We don't want to ever turn anyone away because of the money. I'm not saying it'll be totally free to you, but I'm saying we'll work it out so that you can come. And I thought, wow, I've never heard that one before. At all. And I know of people that were given up with no hope at all. That's why I'm wheatgrassing, the bottom line is. I probably would never have taken it what I did until I met the young man that introduced us that had been down there. And he took one of, he was a support person for his friend. And I don't know what the discount rate is on that by any means, but the man had been given up for dead. They said, you've got nothing we can do in the medical field whatsoever to help you. And so he got a hold of this. He went down once, and then he was going back the second time, and he asked Tim to go with him. And Tim went with him, and when I met him, I just said, so why are you eating and drinking the way you are and doing this? And he said, I don't want my family. He was in his late 30s. I don't want my family to ever go through any of the things I saw being treated down there. And the results I know are right here. And he's way ahead of me on the way he eats, or probably anybody on this call. And that's why I want to go there. And he makes it very simple. They don't do what I do when it comes to food by any means. They make it very, very simplistic. You can make it very gourmet. One of the doctors down in, you've heard us talk about the green food cuisine, rainbow green food cuisine or something like that. The doctor out of a floor, outside of down there. Anyway, we haven't gone to his cafe. He's an MD. Most all these guys are MDs. He's an MD, like the rest of them. But he has gone totally into raw food and alternatives. You won't even find any cooked dishes, I don't think, at all in his book. I did not know that when I picked it up and also bought a copy of it for my son. I was buying it because of the research that was in the front of it that we already knew and embraced, and a lot more. That was just the beginning of it. I know Jeannie's got the book and's done a lot of recipes out of it. It's where I make my flaxseed crackers that I do in the dehydrator and things like that. So I haven't made for a while and we're out of. But I don't want to contradict people, but yet there's so much information out there on diets and healthy eating too. It's not just all about diet. They don't just necessarily say diet. They're talking about being healthy and lots of ways. And I'm not saying that other things won't work for people, but in the long run, to see the total picture, that's what I try to look at. And in the China study, if you look at the chapter on reduction studies, I think much of what you're seeing in the Eat for Your Blood Type would be considered reduction studies. And Campbell is very definitely against that. He says, I want to see the whole population. I want to see all the diseases and all the benefits from what we're, basically talking about. It's the whole total picture. Not looking at a group that's had, something taken and added to their diet or extracted, eliminated from their diet, and they pick that one area, and then they give you the results on that area, and then people think, well, this is the way it needs to be. Does that make sense to you guys, or am I talking in circles? Or comments, please. Did I lose you all again?
We're here.
I was just
thinking, we went to see Lion King yesterday, and in the row in front of us over half a dozen seats or so at the aisle, were three people. There was a gigantic woman on the aisle, and two seats away from her was a gigantic man, and sandwiched between them was, I suspect, their child. And I don't even know how they fit in the seat and could get up from it comfortably. And I would not want to have been that poor child sandwiched in between them, but fortunately it was a child and had enough room. But it's just so sad to see people who can't even get in and out of a normal size seat. And I'm thinking, you know, they're going to have to make these seats bigger to accommodate girth and the weight of these people. And yet I'm thinking that's going to cut into their profit because they won't have as many seats. What are they going to do?
And it's not the benefit in the person either. I mean, they don't want to be faced with it. They don't want to be sectioned out. They want all the benefits that everybody else has, but in their...
Linda Morse
has arrived.
You know, that's
the way I went out for lunch one day last week. We went to Cheesecake, and there were the two people who came and sat at the table next to us, and they kept ordering all this fried stuff. And we went out Saturday night for dinner. And again, what do these humongous people order? All this fried crap. It's just so sad to watch them making such horrible mistakes.
Were you on the call when Vance gave the stats on Saturday, Nancy?
Yeah.
I don't remember
specifically what he said, but yes.
Well, just, you know, the first one, or one of the first ones, were the top obese country in the world.
Oh, I'm not
surprised. Supposedly the most educated.
And the sickest.
And the sickest, yeah. And, you know, obesity goes along with all the diseases.
Absolutely.
All the major diseases that we're looking at in this country are made way worse, if not the root of the diseases that are there, just the obesity factor. And if we can work on one factor, you know, let's not section it out. Let's work on the whole of it. And, you know, I can't say enough for the types of material that we've gone through, the people that I've run into that have embraced it, and their lifestyles. And there's multitudes of them that are doing, you know, what we're doing or a variation of it. And especially in the Northwest, where there's, you know, there's a higher population on the West Coast of it than there is in other areas.
Yeah.
And it's probably in somewhat due to the lifestyle and all that, you know, that people embrace out here.
I'm sure if you walked down the street in Cleveland, you would see a total different population than you see out there. Marty's little brother, who he's been a big brother for a number of years, his mother is in the process of dying from lung failure. I don't even know if she's 60 yet. And after Marty had lunch with him a couple weeks ago, he came home and said the cause of her lung failure, and I mentioned this to Marty before he went, obesity. They wouldn't even consider giving her a lung transplant because after a year, the lung would fail again. I mean, and this kid, I said to Marty before he went with him, I said, don't be surprised if when you see him, he's at least 50 pounds heavier than you saw him last time. He's always been very big, and the last time we saw him, he was grossly overweight, and he's even more gross now. And you would think maybe having his mother dying from obesity would, he's under a huge amount of stress for a kid, has always been, because his parents don't speak English and he's their interpreter and always has been. So he's always lived with a huge amount of stress. And what do fat people do when they're stressed? They eat. Thin people, their mouth closes up when they're under stress. People who are overweight, their mouth opens up. Very sad, and it's just, you know, I don't know.
How old is he, Nancy?
What is he? He's probably about 20 or 21 now.
Oh, dear.
I know. It's just tragic.
And the longer you're on the habits that have helped get you to that point, the harder it seems for people to let go of them. Now, you know, I think, again, under the right guidance, and that's why I'm so strong on going through these programs. I mean, yeah, they might sound expensive at the time, But compared to your life and what you'll go through with going, you know, another direction.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen the mother, but I mean, Marty has always said she's obese. So I don't know, you know, where she fits BMI or whatever, any of that.
Using the walker.
She was using a walker since the last time he saw her, which was probably 5 or 7 years ago.
You know, and I need to do so much. Oh, I'm sorry, Nancy.
She's on medical disability because she couldn't work. She was too fat.
Now, I'll just, you know, I go back and I continually try and apologize for not getting things done more timely. You know, always working on that part of it. But I'll go back to Dr. Furman. You know, that's one of the easiest, best, most researched ways of going about eating, and that's with whole unprocessed food that is of the largest variety you can possibly get in the categories that we need the most, and that's your leafy green vegetables, your, you know, just the good things that you're putting in. When you get to a sweet thing, you want to use fruit, or you'll use some things in your dressings, maybe, that will add a little more sweetness. And, of course, we've always got stevia. I want to switch, and I want to read you one that I had that I dearly loved, the dish, or at least the way I made it. It wasn't really the way it was said to be made. It was, can't remember what was in it. I've got it right here. What was in it that I wouldn't have put in it, or I didn't have to put in it, I guess is what it was. I thought I pulled it. Maybe I just looked at it. Been flipping around with different ones. Anyway, it was the pea shoot. And I know we talked about some last week, but I hadn't tried the dish when I maybe even gave you the recipe for it, did I? Or did I just talk about doing it? A seared tofu with pea shoots and ginger. 10 minutes to make it. Well, it says total time 25. I don't know what that's for. Oh, you're pressing the... tofu. I did it the way it was supposed to be, for the most part anyway. And the reason I wanted to say this to you was, one, we were talking about the food value of them. Oh, maybe it wasn't on, I thought it was on the box that it told me that. Let's see. They're high in the omegas, omega-3s. I guess that wasn't on this one. Have a flavor between peas and spinach and a hint of watercress. That's how they describe it. Sweet, delicious. Oh, wait. This is the one with the omega-3s. That's the purslane. I'm sorry. Sorry. Purslane is the one that's got the... I did so many different things in the last week, I can't keep track of them all. The pea shoots were wonderful. Did I give the recipe on that with the tofu? Anybody remember?
I don't think so, but I'm not positive.
Okay, it's really quick and easy.
Dottie has left the conference.
Cut in half lengthwise, so you've got thin to
thin sheet. You got blocked out when Dottie got off.
Okay.
Can you start again?
Thank you. One block of extra firm tofu cut in half lengthwise. That's making the flat sheet, taking the cutting down through a flat. On a slab, in other words. 1 tablespoon of sesame oil. It's got then 1 teaspoon of toasted sesame oil. I didn't do the separation of the two. 2 teaspoons, and I used as little as I needed, very little. 2 teaspoons of finely chopped ginger root. 1 clove of garlic, finely chopped. And 1/4 of a pound of pea shoots or 1 bunch of watercress could be substituted for that also. 1 tablespoon of vegetable stock or water. 2 to 3 teaspoons of tamari.
You're going too fast. What was after the pea shoots?
Pea shoots were 1 tablespoon of vegetable stock or water. I looked at the clock and that sped me up. 2 to 3 teaspoons of tamari. And then you dress it off when you put the servings out. with black sesame seeds, if you will.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.